For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. One of Michigan's top tourist destinations is planning a delayed start to its summer season. Colonial Michilimackinac, a recreated 18th century French fort, is set to open June 12th. Mackinac Island will open its historic fort on June 19th. I spoke with Mackinac State Historic Parks Director Phil Porter as he was looking out past his backyard on Lake Huron in Sheboygan.
The peak of Mackinac Island, it's about 15 miles away, and I can see a part of the white porch of the Grand Hotel. I normally would be there, but everything has been moved to a later opening, including those of us who move over for the summer. We're scheduled to open Fort Mackinac on the 1st of May, and we're now looking at the 19th of June.
How did you arrive at that particular date, June 19th?
We did it in consultation with other major businesses on the island and with the local government there, the city of Mackinac Island. Direction from our board, from our commissioners. We made that decision together. The Grand Hotel is opening on the 21st. Several other businesses and hotels are opening that same June 19th weekend, which is really the beginning of the summer and in some ways kind of appropriate. It's just 7 weeks later than usual.
Well, I'm sure that 7 weeks is a very big deal if you're a seasonal worker who is only on the island for a certain amount of time. And I'm just wondering what all this has done to your staff at this particular point.
Yeah, there's many impacts that are going on right now. We have about 45 full-time employees, and we put on about another 110 employees in the summer. That summer staff will be cut by at least a third, if not more, because of budget cutbacks, because of the season shortening and so on. We've been able to hold on to our full-time staff. There's been a short layoff for some of our park operations crew. They came back on today, and as things begin to open up, we'll begin to start working our crew and getting our sites ready for the summer, but it's had a huge impact. We haven't earned any income from admissions to our sites, and we are funded mostly by income that we generate. And also, we have a lot of seasonal staff members who come back year after year, and they haven't been able to start their jobs. So there's a huge financial impact on our organization and on our employees that we're trying to work our way through.
Does that mean that you are or will be looking later at any kind of long-term financial assistance from the state? I don't know if that's MEDC, the Pure Michigan campaign. I'm not entirely sure how that works, but there may be, you know, a need for a long-term financial injection.
I think that that's probably going to be the case. I'm not sure where all the funding will come from. I will say that the federal government has provided some support through the CARES Act, and we have already received a little bit of money to support our airport, because we were not allowed to close that. We didn't want to close it, but it had to stay open for health, safety, and welfare purposes. We're also in the process of applying for a National Endowment for the Humanities grant. This is specifically for humanities organizations that are facing these kinds of challenges, and the money is specifically for keeping humanities professionals employed. But there's lots of unknowns about, you know, how we're going to make all of the financial requirements that we have.
Well, once things do get up and running in the middle of June, we've been all practicing social distancing for 7-8 weeks now. There's a lot of spread out land there in that area, but what types of precautions will people be having to take once they get there?
Well, you raise a good point, Kevin. State parks in Michigan, I think, are going to be very attractive to visitors when they want to start traveling again, because they are essentially, you know, outdoor experiences. So there's ample opportunity for social distancing. Beyond that, though, when we get into our sites and into some of our buildings, we are taking multiple precautions. We're developing new cleaning standards, and we've created something called our reopening committee, and that is composed of the managers in our program who are looking at every aspect of our public programming and our staff operations to ensure that the primary safety of our staff and our visitors. So we're working on those details right now, but it will involve a lot of steps taken to create social distancing and exhibits, a lot of new cleaning techniques, a lot of one-way traffic patterns to ensure that people aren't crossing each other and violating some of those social distancing guidelines that we have in place, and working with our other partners to try and make sure that we create on Mackinac Island and in our other parks as safe an environment for visitors as is possible.
Phil Porter is the director of the Mackinac State Historic Parks. We've been talking about the delayed but imminent opening of the state park system there, which is now set for mid-June. Phil, thank you so much. Be safe, and I hope you have a great and successful season once it gets underway.
Thanks, Kevin.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.